Welcome to the Lost Dot Podcast and the Transcontinental Race number 9, supported by our race partners Kinesis, Physique, Pedaled, Hutchinson, POC, Apadura, Komoot, and Peak Design. Saturday, 29th of July, and the two riders who have ridden neck and neck for much of the race, Christoph Strasser and Robin Jumpel, will today make it to Control Point 3 in Peshkopi, Albania. Yesterday, a gap finally opened up between them, and with no change overnight, Christoph is the first to arrive. Though he may be in the lead, he's under no illusion about the challenge that still lies ahead. Shortly after leaving CP3, the riders have to take on the gravel of the third parkour, before heading south again towards Greece. Our team greet Christoph at the control point.
How are we doing?
Not really good, but it's still fine.
Why not so good?
Because I was riding the bike a lot in the last days, and I'm a little bit exhausted. So if you are completely fine, then you didn't ride fast enough. I'm always afraid of gravel parkours, so I don't look forward to it, but I also had a crash today in the morning when I had to avoid the highway and had a little gravel path, but luckily nothing happened, but it just gave me again a lot of respect for the upcoming parkour, because here you cannot win the race, but you can lose a lot.
Yeah, and I guess with the time gap back to, have you looked at the tracking recently?
Yesterday I was really pushing a lot because I wanted to have a gap, because I know that I will be the slower one in the gravel and Robin is the better guy on the mountain bike, so it will be good for me to have a lead. I think the real challenge of this year's race begins just now. I think Greece will be very hot and very, very difficult, a lot of climbing in the mountains. So it will be a slow part of the race.
We see you on your phone a lot when you're coming past us catching photography. Who are you chatting with?
I like listening to music. I like recording my own voice messages, and sometimes I'm doing pictures for my Instagram. Sometimes when it's really boring, I like to document a little bit just for myself.
Later, Robin also rides into Peshkopi and Control Point 3.
How are you doing?
Okay, it's really hot.
You're not seeming quite as chipper as yesterday.
No, I'm not. It's really been extremely hot going up here.
What tends to keep you going when you're feeling low?
Maybe just the option that it's not really over yet, you know. Still possible that he has an issue, and but you know what really kept me need to get that Wi-Fi password. What really got me going in the morning when I got up, everything was extremely sore. My everything. I was like, this is not possible. I'm not that's not what's usually happening to me. Then I checked the tire pressure at the gas station, because I was suddenly like, okay, these tires are probably bad, but they can't be that bad. And it was like 6.5 bars, which is obviously way too much. So now, since I'm down to 4, it's way better. Actually, yesterday I lost all the time. I don't know whether I lose so much today, probably a bit. But I mean, maybe Christoph has a bad day as well. He's not a machine.
One of our volunteers at this year's CP3 is Amrai Kun, who rode at TCR number 8 and was one of our Mike Hall bursary riders.
Yeah, well, I was racing last year TCR number 8, and it was a great experience. We went through many countries and finished in Bulgaria, which was great because I've never been there. And yeah, this year I'm not racing, I'm volunteering here at CP3, which is also great to see everything from the other side and to see the riders who are kind of in a really interesting state of mind arriving and leaving after some minutes or some more minutes, like Robin just now. And yeah, it's really nice here. The scenery is great. It reminds me of the race last year, which took us through Montenegro, which is close by. So the bursary was designed to help people who either don't have the financial resources or have other constraints. And I experienced it as a big help, because you don't only get like material support, but also advice from former TCR members, racers, and also, for example, I went for a bike fit in London, which I otherwise wouldn't have done, and it was a nice experience overall.
David Eyre, race coordinator, is in control car 2. He described the changing nature of the race and how the riders will need to adapt as they follow the leading pair through new countries, landscapes and terrains.
We are currently heading south out of Sarajevo down towards the Montenegrin border, where we're looking to cross over into Plujin. We know that there are a few riders taking this route down as they head over the border and into Dermator National Park. I suppose the look and feel of the race starts to shift quite significantly. So from the more familiar territories of Belgium and France, where they started, the Alps, which feature significantly in the vast majority of TCRs and are also much closer to home for most of our riders, we're now getting into, I suppose, what I would class as the TCR heartlands. So the race often passes through the Balkans, and this is from experience where riders start to find out what the race is really all about. It's harsher terrain, but it's also incredibly beautiful and much more raw.
Thomas Jacquelinet, Cap 168, won the first Trans-Pyrénées race in 2019. He was hoping for a strong performance at TCR 9, but was hampered by some bad luck not long after starting his ride. Even so, he's made it to Control Point 2 in good time.
So, I knew it was going to be a tough race. There were some serious contenders. My goal was to go for around 400 kilometers a rage a day, see if I could maintain that and where it could get me, knowing that I would stop more than the majority of the riders. So with that in mind, I wanted to push hard on the first night, keep going the next day, and sleep the next night, right? Like most people. That was the plan. Then, about 15 kilometers into the race, after feeling, good, I was feeling good, legs were turning, going downhill on a cycling path, must have hit a rock, and actually it teared my tubeless back tire. So I must have lost, I think I'm in 12 to 16 hours in total, considering all the repairs. Maybe that's, a blessing in disguise. Better get that problem. Here in Belgium, in Brussels, near Brussels, where there are a lot of options available, rather than in the middle of Albania, and your only tubulito is failing.
I'm James Hillman, Cap 69, currently riding up the CP2 parkour at, I don't know what the time is, 5:30, 6 a.m. It's just getting light. It is absolutely beautiful. There's like amazing mountains around. You can see the snow melt on the top still, in the valleys, sorry, the snow. It's just stunning. And it's still tarmac, which is great. I think the gravel starts in a minute. The cold in the mountains, my goodness, it was cold. Sorry, there's a stream now. I don't know if you've got any of that. It's been so cold. and wet. You know, I nearly didn't put my down jacket in. Car going by. I nearly didn't put my down jacket in, which would have been an absolute disaster because it was so cold. But yes, hopefully that's over now. And we'll be into the warm bit and we'll be wishing we had freezing conditions soon. So yeah, I'm approaching the top of this pass, crossing to Austria, back into Slovenia, another climb and then down, and then it's flat for hundreds of kilometres, so gonna really cover some ground quick then, I think. If my backside can take it, because one good thing about the climbs is that I get out of the saddle all the time and takes the load off, and my goodness, my backside hurts. So yeah, that's me, James Illman, over and out.
By now you'll be aware that there are two control cars following the riders as they travel across Europe, from Belgium to Greece. David explains the crucial role the cars play in making sure the race runs successfully for everyone.
So the control car has a couple of functions, really. So firstly, we're there to make sure that the race is running as smoothly as possible. So that's everything from liaising with the teams at home who are doing the race monitoring and making sure that that all seems like it's going well and that we haven't identified any potentially new kind of dangerous roads or anything like that. So rider safety first and foremost. We also work with the volunteers to set up the control points, so moving around and across the continent to make sure that those teams of volunteers have everything that they need and that they're able to provide validation for riders' arrival at the different locations. And we also are responsible for capturing the content from out on the race, so we have photographers both at the different control points and in the car as well to make sure that we cover stories not just from the very front of the race but from across the mid-pack and further back as well, as people are fighting the time cutoffs.
Our team aren't able to speak to our two leading riders again on day 6, but both have made it through the Gravel Parkour 3, and the gap between Christoph and Robin remains. Further back, one rider found himself on an entirely different route south to everyone else. Will Vousden, Cap 119.
My head was a mess. I was panicking. I thought, what have I done? Like, when you see the entire field go off in a different direction faster than you're going, it's a bit difficult not to think you've completely screwed up. I plotted my route because I thought it was the right one. I, however, thought I saw what everyone else had done, and I thought, oh, I've missed a trick here. Like, there must be something that I'm doing wrong. And it looked like everyone was just completely pulling away from me. And I thought, that's it. Like, it's game over now. I'm out of the running. And I was kind of thinking, trying to come to terms with the fact that I, you know, wasn't going to get the place I was, you know, hoping, or even that I wasn't going to be able to show myself what I was capable of. There's an adage. Maybe this goes back to Mike Hall, I'm not sure, which is that if you're gonna have a crisis of confidence, do it while you're moving, and then hopefully by the time it's gone away, you're still moving and it's okay.
Tomorrow is another important day in this year's transcontinental race. We pick up the action early to see if anyone can catch Christoph at the front, and check in with those other riders reaching control points 2 and 3. You can find daily content from the race on our social media and read daily race reports from the road. Thanks to our race partners, Kinesis, Physique, Pedaled, Hutchinson, POC, Apadura, Komoot, and Peak Design.